Yes, sir. What's good, y'all? What's happening? You already know what time it is. It's Mo Sports TV, July 18th, and I'm here with the gang, Matt Chi.
Yes, sir.
Big Ed. And myself, you already know what time it is. We got so much to talk about today. We got some NBA and NFL offseason drama. A lot of non-guaranteed stuff going on right now in the NFL.
Everybody's talking their shit. Gangs are accumulating by the position. So, I don't know. Double R on all platforms. You love to see it. We appreciate the support, brother. Hope you're having a good night.
What up?
All right, let's get things cracking. What do we want to kick off with? Which sport should we talk about first? I feel like it's only right that we discuss the NFL, being that that is what is on the hot stove at the moment. Obviously, you got two Giants fans sitting over here, and we're hearing a lot about this Saquon Barkley drama. So, Simo, give your thoughts. Saquon Barkley, the Giants do not have a deal as of yet. How do we feel about that? Should he get paid?
Here's the thing. I do believe Saquon should get paid, but I also believe he should get paid fairly in the eyes of an NFL running back right now. The problem is that these running backs have tanked the market. They have killed the market with their injuries, with the bad contracts via Zeke, via
Aaron Jones
is a bad contract. Kamara hasn't even worked out really.
The only ones that have panned out is really Derrick Henry, right? Like, he's the only one that's really worked out. Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey's working out. But even McCaffrey got hurt every year, pretty much, you know?
It's really, really tough because you sit here, and as a fan of Saquon Barkley, I want him to get paid, and I think he deserves to get paid. But at the same time, you look at the cap accumulation by position, and it just doesn't work out paying your running back in the grand scheme of things. And you could hear the argument that, oh, you paid Daniel Jones, but you can't pay Saquon. Daniel Jones was always going to get paid. It's a passing league. You're going to pay the guy that is throwing the ball 75% of the time in comparison to someone that you're only utilizing in a quarter, you know, of these plays. So I think Saquon should get paid, but I wouldn't be scared to let him walk. I feel like you could get that production from a committee at that same time. The Packers went and paid Aaron Jones just for him to end up in a committee with A.J. Dillon.
Right. Honestly, I do believe that Saquon should be paid as a top five running back. A top five running back is what? $11 million, $12 million a year?
Yeah.
And we offered that at the trade deadline, and we offered that before they paid Daniel Jones. And Saquon's old agent, mind you guys, old agent said no, supposedly. Yeah. He got a new agent, and it just didn't work out. We already spent the money.
Yankee, you know? What's happening, baby? What's happening? Hope you're having a good day.
So, I mean, look, Saquon's going to be back week one. Let's not sit up here and pretend like he's going to sit out fucking games and do all this extra shit. No, he's going to get his money, and he's not going to sit out and fuck all the whole team chemistry up. You know what I'm saying? So, really, I just really think that
it's getting blown out of proportion.
That and not... And what's blowing it out of proportion is, like, all the running backs are ganging up.
Yeah,
and
the media is surrounding the Saquon Barkley situation. All these running backs are using him as, like, the prime example of, like, oh, this guy needs to get paid. He deserves it.
But,
all that
you know, it's not just Saquon, though, that didn't get paid yesterday. It was also Josh Jacobs.
Yep.
Eckler still hasn't gotten paid.
Yep.
There's a lot of running backs that have joined up.
The last running back to get paid more than $10 million a season was Nick Chubb, and that was almost 800 days ago.
Mm.
That speaks volumes. The running back position
is
getting
dry. It's cooked.
What?
So 2 years ago?
Yeah, that's a while. For star running backs, that's a while.
2 years is not a while. For running back's position, no.
So now what if a quarterback didn't get above $30 million, you know, in the past 2 years? We would look at that as that's crazy. The running back market has tanked because teams that are seeing success, the Eagles, the Chiefs, you know, those types of offenses don't utilize the Bills. They don't utilize just one running back.
That's an anomaly, though. Like, what are you talking
about? It's an anomaly. How? The Giants are one team.
Not the Chiefs.
The Giants are one team, and that is three other teams that I just named off the top of my head.
So listen, y'all literally have no offense without Saquon.
Did you know that?
He has the most receiving.
But we have no offense without Daniel Jones as well, and we're complaining that. So do you know Saquon Barkley's record without Daniel Jones at quarterback? The Giants are 1-8. So
cool.
Okay, so were you gonna pay Saquon and then just sit here with no quarterback?
So
he isn't though, and you want to get away from that.
He had the most receptions on your team.
The point of not paying him is so you can pay for players elsewhere.
So
you're getting a cap hit
for these players, though.
You're getting
building around Daniel Jones for how long now?
You're stuck in a cap hit of you're not even letting me get out the stadium.
I'll let y'all talk for like fucking 5 minutes straight about y'all fucking team. Now I'm asking y'all fucking questions.
Well, what's the question?
How long are y'all gonna wait to build around Daniel Jones?
The point, you can plug and play a running back. You
I'm asking you. He's skating around. He's skating around shit. I don't got time for this shit. So how many years y'all gonna wait for to get a wide receiver?
Like what? Like the Giants are ready to win now? Like that's such a
stupid
question.
Literally just
there's no
him.
Context.
So listen, y'all saying y'all still rebuilding? That's what y'all still doing?
Yes. When have the Giants not been
rebuilding?
If the Giants,
so y'all still in
that
rebuild.
Was a rebuild last year.
This is how I look at it. You said, how long is it going to take for Dan? Well, obviously, we just re-signed him for 4 years. Okay. So, yeah, 4 years. Two, here's an interesting stat that I have. Daniel Jones had 7 rushing touchdowns.
He did.
Saquon had 10.
He did.
Interesting facts.
Where are we going to get our rushing
saying.
Offense from?
Where are we going to get this from? Where are we going to get that
Jones
from?
Is a dual running back? Dual.
Yeah, he's been
absolutely.
That. Yeah, he's been that.
He's
one of the better running quarterbacks in the game.
His attribute is questionably his running ability. I mean, you have a cap hit of 37.
He ran for 700 yards.
You have a cap hit of $37 million on Leonard Williams next season because of Dave Gettleman, right? And Joe Shane has done everything in his power to restructure, retool, and tweak all of these deals that Gettleman just was completely incompetent on. And one of those deals happens to end up being with Saquon Barkley. You can't re-sign him without crippling your franchise and your cap allocation in every other aspect of the position.
Like how long are y'all going to be rebuilding for? What is y'all prediction? How long are y'all going
to be? This is the last year of the rebuild.
Yeah, and then you're probably competing because you're looking at the Eagles.
We are competing this year, though, at the same time. So.
I can't see the Giants beating the Eagles in any scenario.
I think we compete with the Eagles, though.
What offense this year, though?
With the same exact
Darren Waller.
We just got
like a top
Darren
three
Waller.
Tight end.
We got fucking Hodgins coming back. We got
Sterling Shepard off of an injury as well.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
still have Darius Slayton, like
Paris Campbell.
Yeah, there's pieces that are accumulating. It's just why are we gonna spend so much on a position where you can get the production from a committee?
Up in the offense, bro.
Thanks for what you did, but we're not paying you for the past. We're paying you for what you can do in the future. And the running back position is getting phased
so
out
you don't
of
need
football.
A running back anywhere. No more. On no team.
You don't need a top echelon running back in order to win. No.
So basically the last, I forgot the stat, but it was like the last 15 Super Bowl winning teams haven't had a running back that got paid over $10 million a year.
Yeah. I bring it up all the
time.
So the
with that being said, I mean like.
The last one
I don't
to
know.
Even get paid.
Your team, like, I don't understand.
I mean,
I don't understand
got,
how y'all going to create an offense next year if he doesn't play.
He's going to play. That's the whole thing. And we're going to franchise tag him next year, too. And
he
going to play again.
He can just sit out.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Be stupid and do that if he wants to.
He can just sit out, though.
He could be dumb. He could be dumb and do that if he wants to. And we'll find running backs that will not have the same production as Saquon, but damn near close for way cheaper.
But they're already going to open up your offense like he did. That's what I'm just saying. That's the key thing he did for y'all. He opened up your offense.
Yo, running backs are so easy to come by, bro.
But you're not like him, though, bro.
Sure, but there's running backs that will get us to where we need
bro.
To be. And
you look
guess what? Like I said, this is going to be Daniel Jones. He's going to have to throw
the
ball
Eagles,
this year.
The Eagles? The Chiefs? What do you like? What do you mean?
They have Travis Kelce.
We're talking about running game. You don't need a running game to thrive in the NFL.
Andy Reid and Travis Kelce.
Okay, cool. And how are the Giants?
Those three people.
Right. And how are the Giants supposed to get better if you cripple yourself by paying your running back?
You're not, though. You're not going to be better for at least another 4 or 5 years.
So
no,
that's not true.
We'll be fine this year, even without Saquon.
I mean, I'm not even concerned about it.
10-win team without Saquon.
They said on ESPN today that Saquon accounts for 45% of the offense. If this is true, he should be paid accordingly. Why? That doesn't make sense in a league where you're passing the ball 75% of the time. The entire
he had 57 receptions last year.
You can get production from a mid-level running back.
He was tied for first in your fucking shit this year.
I don't care what he did. I don't care.
Why do you
care.
Keep saying this like this is super past? This was just last season.
What does that have to do with anything? I don't care
what
about his
last
past
season production.
Production
have to do with this year coming up?
He doesn't need to get paid for what he did last season.
So what do you think irrelevant. We should pay Saquon?
What do I think?
What, no, I'm asking Ned. I'm asking Ned. What do you think we should pay Saquon?
How long do you think I should keep him for?
He's asking for like a 4-year contract, $13, $14 million a year.
No, you should get like 11.
That's what we offered him that twice. So what are we trying to do here? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, he wants to reset the market and we're not doing
14,
that.
Bro.
But I got to understand, he could do that when he is your offense, though. That's why he's doing it. He understands that
he is
your offense.
But he can't do that, and that's why the Giants
why
have
can't
it.
He do that?
Because running backs can't do that in general at all. It's not happening.
Dalvin Cook just got cut. Literally cut,
happening.
Bro. Like, it just doesn't happen because the position is getting phased out of the game. It is a committee running back league now. That you look at
Josh Jacobs was the leading rusher.
Yeah.
And he didn't get paid. You don't hear the Raiders. You don't hear niggas talking crazy about the Raiders.
Bro, Zeke is still sitting out, too. But why? Because they have Zeke. They
have Tony
Pollard. Dalvin Cook
hasn't gotten signed?
Yeah.
That's a top-tier running back. Hasn't gotten signed. At all to nothing.
Nothing.
$0.
4-time Pro Bowl.
Nothing. He's willing to take $5 million right now and nobody's taking him.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
So why are we going to be the Saquon. Dummies to pay somebody that's always hurt, right, Ed? He's always hurt. We going to pay him $14 million to get hurt?
It's a difference. Y'all naming people that aren't the offense for their team. Saquon is literally the offense for y'all team. Dalvin Cook was the offense for the Vikings?
For most of his career, yes.
For a few years, yeah.
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Until Justin Jefferson came in last year, yes, he was.
Last year, Justin Jefferson had been in the league for 3 years. What are you talking about?
Two.
3 years.
So the last 2 years, Dalvin Cook hasn't really mattered. So what are we talking about?
Bro,
and even Jefferson's rookie year, Dalvin Cook was still the focal point of the offense.
Why am I giving a guy that the position is literally... Moving, we are moving beyond this.
Do you think running back should be paid? Period.
Yeah,
I do.
Not no Todd Gurley type shit or like Le'Veon Bell type shit. No,
that's what he's looking
well,
for.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, fuck you mean? That's disgusting.
I understand that we used Saquon big time and he came up for us big time last year. I agree.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's a business. I'm not
this is also
you.
The NFL.
Yep.
And we got to go with the trends.
And he's already, if you look all-time running backs, he's already 17th all-time in the NFL for how much he's made over his career. Like his career earnings, 17th all-time for running backs. Like I'm not going to sit here and feel bad for a guy that's already.
I want him
there.
To get paid. I want
but
Saquon to be a giant for life.
Last year. Now
he's a good player.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He's an amazing player, but we're not going to sit up here and
I'm not
fucking gonna
cripple my franchise because of it.
Do the most.
Thank,
we're not doing
yeah,
the most.
Thank
bro.
You for what
we don't
done.
Have money. We don't have the money, bro.
No, we just
we
got,
just straight up don't have the money, bro.
We got rid of an incompetent GM to not make moves like this. That was the point.
So y'all going to try to y'all focal point is going to be around who? Daniel Jones.
The quarterback does have the ball in his hands.
Darren
every
Waller
single
could
play.
Be a focal point.
Darren Waller, yeah, and you
y'all
build
just
off
saying,
of
just
the draft.
About, but y'all was just saying something about. The nigga that need to stay healthy, he does not stay healthy. So
I mean, yeah, he needs
so
to
who,
stay healthy too. Sure.
So who
everybody needs to stay healthy.
So who y'all building around?
Bro, you build through the draft. You get a running back. The process of
we got
running
Eric
backs
Gray
in today's
in this year,
today's
so,
day
right,
and
so
age.
Third
round.
My question:
round.
How much longer is y'all rebuild?
You get a running
this
back.
This year.
They
so this year, last year for y'all rebuild.
This is last year, and I don't even think this is really even a rebuild year this year. In my opinion, I don't think this is a rebuild year really. But like Joe Shane came in. Last year, this is going to be his second year.
Second year.
This
crazy.
Is his second year, and we're already like, all
one.
Right, this is the end of the rebuild. At his second, at the end of his first year in a brand new regime, new coach, new GM, new front office,
it
new everything.
Volumes.
And this is it. You feel me? So I'm not worried. I know Saquon, we just got Saquon for $10 million a year. Thank you. Thank you. Come again. And we'll do it again next year. And guess what? He going to play.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing he going to be able to do about it.
I could be able to force him to play. If he doesn't play, he doesn't play.
And he's going
to
play.
Bro, okay. Daniel, and using the Daniel Jones got paid,
got
so Saquon got paid, is the most low-hanging fruit of a take.
No,
on
it's not,
it is, bro.
It's to you.
It is, because it's two different positions. It is two different positions. Why am I going to pay upper echelon money for a guy that I am not using in 75% of the...
That was just on his
match. Oh, my God. You can like a player and still not want his contract to cripple your team. You're allowed to do that. Like, there's a middle ground there.
Your team is crippled anyway. Y'all suck without him. So it doesn't matter. Your offense sucks without him.
We'll see. Let's see. Let him stay out and let's find out. I'm curious.
Daniel Jones to the moon? You're goddamn right, Samuel.
All right.
Moving on. In other news in the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins signs a 2-year, $26 million deal with the Tennessee Titans. That's kind of nasty. I don't know if you guys, I read something that said Ryan Tannehill averages 27 pass attempts per game and completes on average 17 of them. If DeAndre Hopkins was to get his maximum target share, you know, around the same of AJ Brown did in Tennessee, guys like that, he would get 6 targets a game. Targets, bro. Do not pick DeAndre Hopkins in fantasy next year. That's it. Do not expect him to be a top 10, 15 wide receiver.
I don't know, man, because you got to really look at it. People have been criticizing the DeAndre Hopkins going to Tennessee. He wants to play for a contender. This, that, and the third, yada, yada, yada. Weren't the Titans with A.J. Brown the number one seed in the AFC? Yeah, or are we just forgetting that?
That was because of Derrick Henry.
But Derrick Henry was hurt last year.
Yes, I
see. Wait,
That was before the Bengals, though. Before the Bengals arrived as, like,
no, the Bengals was there, dog. Bengals was there that year. They won the AFC that year.
That was the
they beat the Titans.
That Joe Burrow's and Jamar Chase's rookie year.
That was it.
Joe Burrow straight off an injury. I don't know if the AFC is as open as it was then.
Look, man.
You have the Dolphins, you have the Jets.
If D-Hop can replicate what A.J. Brown was doing in Tennessee, that offense is still where it's at. They haven't lost anybody on that offense.
I don't know if I can.
That offense was tough. That Titans team was tough when they had a number one prominent wide receiver. Now, do I think A.J. Brown is better than DeAndre Hopkins at this point in his career? Yes. But do I also think if D-Hop turns it up and locks in, he can match that production? Also, yes. So we'll see what happens.
DeAndre Hopkins is the only, like, issue is D-Hop's on the downslope of his career and A.J. Brown was on the uprise of his career. So, like, that's the only discretion there. And I don't know, DeAndre Hopkins, let's not forget, he was out with a PED scandal last season. So I'm curious
to see. Still had his numbers,
he's solid, but, you know, Tennessee, they don't necessarily have the best offensive line for Derrick Henry and the passing game-wise, so... I don't know.
You know what scares me about the Titans is what happened with Julio Jones and the Titans, right?
They say that
Julio Jones came smooth off of Atlanta in the prime of his career, went to Tennessee, and his career died right then and there.
That hamstring was lingering for like 3 years, though.
Pretty much.
He had like 2 or 3 years of injury.
He was injured, but like he was still getting... He was still going crazy even in his last year with the Falcons. He was still going crazy when he was playing. So I don't know. We'll see. Like, people are criticizing it. I could see D-Hop snapping low key.
Said he'll have 1,000 receiving yards and 8+ touchdowns.
Possible.
He'll have a slightly above average wide receiver season. It won't be a spectacular DeAndre Hopkins season, but he'll have a solid season.
Are you saying he's washed?
He's on the downhill of his career. Yes, I think so. The back half, I would say.
I don't know. We'll see. I think he could turn up in Tennessee. You know, people talk a lot of shit about Tannehill too.
He sucks.
He doesn't suck. He doesn't. He's not an elite quarterback.
He's serviceable.
But he's gonna get you the ball, bro.
He's serviceable.
If you're a good wide receiver and you get open, he's gonna get that. He's gonna get you that ball, and he can run. And he knows how to game manage. He knows how to win games.
Yeah.
So, like,
it comes down to their defense.
I don't get why he gets so much criticism, honestly.
If D-Hop played all 17 games last year, he have well over 1,000. He had 700 yards off 9 games. He's nowhere near Walsh.
I want to say he had a game with like 150 yards that really kind of inflates that, but I mean, I still think that, like, hey, hey, listen, bro. He did. He had a 160-yard game with 2 touchdowns. I can tell you that.
So you just said a dude that's washed has had a 150-yard game. That's what you just said. Bro,
he's on the back half of his career. Bro. I didn't say he's washed. He's just on the second half of his
just
career.
Just 2 years before that, he had 1,000-something yards. What are you talking about? And he got hurt the next year.
The Cardinals were fantastic. Yeah. They had a great offensive line. Like, he was well-protected. Kyler Murray was well-protected. But,
stop, bro.
Bro, he's on the back. How old is he? 32?
He's in his 30s.
He's
for sure.
Getting up there. Like, how long are wide receivers good? Not in their late 30s. So, the same thing with Julio Jones. Like, he had a good last few years, and then you started to see the injuries. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, injuries are lingering now, more in his, later in his career, along with the PED scandal. So, it's like he probably has 2 to 3 years left of being a good wide receiver.
He's
before
31.
What is Matt talking about? He's injury ridden. What do you.
He is working his way towards injuries in the second half of his career.
He had one injury season, Matt. What are you talking about? Literally.
It's coming as he's getting older. And the PEDs. Like, it's adding. Like, it's.
I don't think he's washed. I definitely
don't think he's washed. He's not washed. He's just on the back half.
I don't know if he's on the back half either. He could. I think he's in his prime, but.
How long has he been in the league? 8 years?
13.
Yeah, he's over a decade. Like, this is about to be his 10th season.
He had 2 seasons without 1,000 yards.
He's been I'm not saying he's a bad wide receiver. He's been one of the best in the game for his whole career.
You can't just say somebody's on the back end just because.
Back half. He is on the down slope in comparison to the uprise of his career. That is allowed to be true as a 31-year-old wide receiver. Antonio says he's got 2-3 years left, probably of being a good wide receiver. Yes. Until we start saying, all right, he's getting up there.
Who do we think in the NFL is untradeable in today's game? I mean, obviously, I think Patrick Mahomes is untradeable.
I saw people
saying, there's a lot of quarterbacks that we could say is untradeable. Like, Joe Burrow is untradeable. Josh Allen's untradeable. There's a lot of untradeable.
Yo, low-key, Josh Allen might be tradable in my mind. After
Josh Allen is not tradable.
That might be nasty.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop it.
I don't know. Quarterback-wise, it's tough. And that's why you pay a lot of money for a quarterback who may not even be at the top tier, because they're so hard to come by. And you put yourself in an instant rebuild. Justin Jefferson, 2 comments for Justin Jefferson.
He's really not tradable right now.
I saw Aaron Donald's tradable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I still think he's untradeable. The whole Rams organization just had a down year.
Tyreek Hill was literally traded. So, like, it's hard to say Justin Jefferson. It's hard to say Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp is tradable.
Cooper Kupp's tradable. Ja'Marr Chase.
No, anybody's tradable in the league, but Pat Mahomes.
I would say Pat Mahomes is probably the only guy, and Joe Burrow, that I'm not trading.
I'm not trading Kelsey Trevor Lawrence. Too. I'm not trading Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Jalen Hurts?
I'm not trading Jalen Hurts. I'm telling you that right now.
No quarterback is really tradable.
Is it? Unless an elite quarterback? Yeah.
We don't
not.
See quarterbacks get moved like that. Like,
in trades? No. Unless they're second tier. Or lower, like Garoppolo got traded. You know what I'm saying? He's not a top tier.
Yeah, Jimmy G.
He's not an elite quarterback. David Carr got traded. He's not an elite quarterback anymore. You know what I'm saying? Or ever, really. But, yeah, I mean, let's try and find players that aren't quarterbacks. That
aren't tradable? I mean,
is there anybody on defense?
It's got to be Travis Kelce.
Kelsey's pretty untradeable, I can't lie.
That's not even a pretty untradeable. Like, he's not going to get traded at all.
He ain't getting traded.
Well, I mean, it's not that we could see the team trading him or not. It's like, is at the end of the day, if somebody came with a godfather offer, like, do you have no choice but to give this guy up? So, I wouldn't take
Pat
a trade
Mahomes
for Travis Kelce, but, man.
I don't know about anybody else. I'm not trading Dexter Lawrence. I can tell you that fucking much. I'm not trading him, bro.
We just said Aaron Donald's tradable, though.
I don't think he's tradable. You said that.
I think he's tradable. If you're coming to me with a Godfather offer, no. And I'm the Rams,
bro,
absolutely rebuild.
Offer to you? for these if players.
Because there's no such thing as a godfather offer in the NFL anymore. Yeah. Really? Well, no, yeah. For real, there isn't. Like
Max Crosby?
Mm. Oh, yeah, Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, they're untradeable. I don't think they'll ever get traded.
But, like, Nick Bosa's it's not tradable. Like, do I think sure he'll ever get traded or not? But
he
it's like,
get traded. He can get traded
got
easily.
You got hurt.
He can get traded.
Got hurt one year.
Bosa can get traded easy.
Got hurt one year.
Warner, probably not
Justin
tradable.
Tucker, is he tradable? I don't know. He single-handedly be winning them games.
I guess not. I don't know. I would probably trade him. I don't know.
Bro, everybody's tradable.
Max Crosby, he's tradable.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't just throw anybody out there now. TJ Watt. Right.
TJ Watt, okay. Definitely that's borderline.
Nah, he's tradable. Let's talk about a dude.
He gets hurt. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Other than that,
yeah,
we named a bunch of players.
Yeah. So. But, all right, you guys want to talk some NBA as the NBA Summer League is now wrapping up. We got to see the Cleveland Cavaliers. I guess you guys could take a victory lap for this one as the Cleveland Cavaliers led by Sharif Cooper and Amone Bates. They won the Summer League last night, and Amone Bates puts up 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists on 46% shooting.
Sucks.
I didn't say sucks. Like, that's what you said. He's frail. He is frail. He's still frail. If you want me to really be a hater, he had 14 points in the first half and then only put up 5 in the second half. So if you want me to find an angle to hate from, that as well as the fact that Kevin Knox balled out in Summer League and didn't end up playing well. You know, as an NBA player, but it is what it is. Because I'm, okay. You know, so I'll give
I'm
you that dub.
Because I know what you're about to bring up next.
Yeah, that's why I said. So you know, in that same sense, I can throw stones in a glass house here as I'll take a victory lap for Cam Whitmore being the Summer League MVP.
He's gonna be ass when he gets to the league. So
yeah, no, I don't think he's gonna be ass.
I just don't think he's gonna get the opportunities that he should get
with a lot of guards,
with all the guards in Houston. I think he's talented. But I also think that Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet,
Jalen Green, KPJ,
Josh Christopher.
No, Josh Christopher's out of there. Oh, yeah. Sangoon is still there, who likes playing point forward a little bit. So it's a lot of guard play.
Go to the G League.
I was reading Antonio's comment.
He'll come up for a couple games and just get set back.
Nah, he'll be on the roster.
That's what happened to Sharif Cooper.
He might get Obi
Cooper's
Toppins.
Ass though. Sharif Cooper's not good.
Sharif Cooper ain't NBA ready yet.
He's
Ignite.
Damn
ready.
Near was out. Yeah, he's an Ignite player. Like he was damn near out the league entirely, bro. He was. Yeah. What coaches are on the hot seat? NBA wise,
coaches?
I mean, it has to be Doc, right? Or Doc might even be going into retirement, right? Is he a free agent coach now? No. He's still there one more year, I believe. But he said he's contemplating retiring after this next coming year. I know that for sure.
Should.
Who else is on the hot seat?
I mean, shit. Apparently, to Evan Fournier, Coach Tibbs deserves to be on the hot
kind
seat.
Of,
Evan Fournier.
He
might
be on the hot seat this year.
Yeah, the Knicks are never going to win anything as long as Tibbs is the head coach. Like, I know that we aren't
He gets out-coached in the playoffs. He'll get you to the second round, but he'll get cooked by Spoelstra.
Happy
you know
to be
I'm
there
saying?
Type of guy.
Right, but.
Evan Fournier, though. I mean, brother, you stink. There's really just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You got paid that kind of Duncan Robinson sort of deal. You know, you got paid to shoot the three. You gave us... Oh, Doc has been fired? Oh,
yeah,
so yeah,
Doc
Doc's...
fired, bro.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm focused on the other guy in Philly. We'll get to that. Evan Fournier, you just... Yeah, there's not much to say about it. He could go find a spot, maybe on another team if the Knicks end up packaging him somehow. But
so
you're not going to get playing.
I don't know what the fuck Evan Fournier thinks he is or who the fuck he's talking to or why he thinks it's a smart idea to talk shit about your team that you're still on.
Yeah.
No other team is going to want to trade for you after you talk mad shit. And mind you, Evan Fournier, once he got benched and got took out of the rotation, the Knicks were on pace to win 51 games. They were like 39-22 after they took Fournier and Rose out of the rotation.
Yeah. And then you're going to go and say you want to spit on your teammates? Like, it gives you hatred, bro?
That's some French shit.
That's crazy. He was like, I just wanted to spit on everybody. He's like, I looked over at Derrick Rose. First off, D Rose is probably like, don't bring me into this. Like, why are you dragging in D Rose? That's a crazy type of scapegoat there. But he said, what the hell are we doing
here? Why brings D Rose into that shit, you weirdo? Like, D Rose, nah, he knows.
Nah, D Rose out of there.
But
when they was paying it to him on the bench, he was kind of laughing. I ain't kind of like that. He was kind of laughing when we was losing in the playoffs.
Nah, he was checked out.
Bro, he don't care, bro. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck. He knew what it was, you know, and that's what happened. Shit, bro.
Ray says, God, y'all are back talking about the sorry Knicks. Listen. That was a second round exit there. I'll take pride in my Knicks. Thank you very much. We're on the up and up.
But Joel Embiid had sent some cryptic tweets out. Sent some, he was on an interview with.
Yeah, a live podcast.
On a podcast, and he's like, whatever team I can win a championship with, whatever, blah, 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 I want to compete, yada, yada. So, I mean, and I've also heard reports that, you know, Embiid is interested in playing for the Knicks, but he's not interested in playing for Tom Thibodeau.
Yep.
So, that's how I see Tom Thibodeau getting the fuck up out of here, is via Joel Embiid.
Well, if show up in the playoffs either, so.
Yeah. But let's take it this.
It makes you a better team. 110%.
Brunson, Randall, Embiid is fucking tough.
That's disgusting.
That's a tough ass squad. Yeah, yo, that's a tough fucking squad, yo, bro.
I'm confident against Milwaukee with that core three.
They're tough.
Yeah, bro. How? Going up against Milwaukee, the Knicks would be the best matchup in the East against Milwaukee.
Kills.
I'll give him Barrett. I would give what would be a realistic trade scenario with the Knicks Sixers. It would have to be Barrett, Quickly, Fournier, Grimes, four or five first rounders, three pick swaps.
Yeah,
I'm doing it. I can't lie, I'm doing it, bro. Yeah. I'm doing it, bro. I'm doing it.
I'm sorry.
I'm doing it.
I can't get jiggy with him, bro. He's just hard on the playoffs. He's a cool regular season guy. Don't get me wrong. MVP caliber, but.
Double R says he's just putting the front office in Philly under fire to build a better team.
He's been doing that every
him.
Single offseason, though.
Yeah, and we still got the Harden situation looming, so it's like, what's going to happen?
I think he's fed up with Philly, bro.
Harden
I think
or
he's
Embiid?
Embiid.
Oh, yeah.
Probably both of them.
They're both fed up. I think Embiid's checked out mentally, but he's just going to use this season as the final nail.
Yeah.
He's going to request a trade either this trade deadline or next offseason, in my opinion.
I think the Ben Simmons stuff definitely rubbed him the wrong way. You know, it gives you a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth. And then all of a sudden, when they come back and you go get Harden, and then Tobias Harris now stinks on ice, you know, all that type of stuff, and you're still not winning. I don't know. It's kind of the writing on the wall is saying that it's your time to get up out of there.
I hope he does leave, even if he doesn't go to the Knicks. I want to see him in a different place. Because I hate the Sixers that much.
I think Embiid's overrated, in my opinion.
I don't. He's one of the best centers.
Bro, he really did average 10 less points in the playoffs every year since he's been in the playoffs. That's crazy, bro. That's a crazy deficit.
That's the only knock I can give him is horrible. His body can't handle playoff intensity basketball. That's what it really more is, opinion.
So my whole thing is, I wouldn't want him. If we just want to go get an injury-prone dude, get Paul George's eye on.
Well, Paul George didn't come to the Knicks because the Knicks didn't want to extend him 4 years beyond his contract, and I totally understand that. The trade was written out, ready to go through. Paul George was going to be a Knick about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, but the Knicks didn't want to extend him, so they pulled out in the end. But I don't know. It's tough because I get where you're coming from, but I'm going to use your own saying against you here. When are the Knicks going to go and get that superstar then if it isn't now?
Donovan
Mitchell, look,
if it's Embiid, that's when you got to pull the trigger.
Passing on Donovan
if
Mitchell.
If we're
going
to get an injury-prone dude, I'd rather go get the superstar Zion.
I don't think
you'd rather have Zion over Embiid. I don't know about that.
That's just me.
Zion,
because we've never seen a Zion in playoff basketball ever.
Yeah.
Never. And we've seen Embiid in playoff basketball. He stinks. So
I don't think Zion's truthfully on the market right now. I think they were just gauging trade value.
Nah, he's. I think he wants to stay with the Pelicans, but he's just.
year. I think the Pelicans want him to stay, and they're just like, yeah, we're not trading.
Yo, bro, he wants to stay too, but he just has to have an excuse. It's just weird. He's just being weird.
I don't know. Embiid goes to the Knicks. We're championship caliber. I don't give a fuck what nobody's talking about. In my opinion, and that's the move we got to make. If he's available, we go get him. We go fucking get him.
If he wasn't championship caliber with the team he had, then I'm good.
I mean,
I don't want him. He showed us what he is in the finals.
Look,
that's
look,
what I'm saying.
The year where he really had a squad was the Jimmy Butler year.
Yep.
Okay.
Man, he lost.
Wow. They lost on some shot. They lost on some shit though. You know what I'm saying? They lost on some crazy shit, and they wound the Raptors won the championship that year. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, that could have been them.
They were supposed to dominate the Raptors anyway.
Not necessarily. I mean, they were the number one seed, I'm pretty sure, that year.
No, that was definitely the
that was
year
the year
for the Sixers.
That was the year.
They didn't want to. They didn't want to keep Jimmy. They paid Tobias Harris.
This shit after that in the playoffs.
Ugh. It's really tough because it's.
I really don't think he had a squad after though. You know, that was a squad.
I think the Knicks are deeper.
I think Knicks have a great squad to have around him.
Yeah, I agree.
Him and Brunson pick and roll would be fucking crazy.
Yeah,
Julius Randle as a third scoring option is crazy, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll never forgive Elton Brand for that. Yeah, that's a really tough. I don't even know what to say because like I think everybody, even casual fans, are gonna be making the move of paying Jimmy Butler rather than Tobias Harris. Like he thought he was playing chess and everyone else was playing checkers, and Tobias Harris is now, I mean, he has Crumble Cookie on Twitter vouching, like, if Tobias Harris doesn't leave, we'll give everybody a free cookie. That's how sad of a career now Tobias has.
Did y'all hear about how they're already trying to game manage Wemba? He's not going to play back-to-back games this year.
Yeah.
I heard rumblings about it on Twitter.
I've heard rumblings about it, too. It's not official. They're trying to avoid the Chet situation as much as possible.
They're not going to do anything anyway this year.
I mean, you do hear
from... That lineup stinks.
It's young. It doesn't stink, but it's young. It's stinky because it's young.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... Like, that starting five are all second... Third year players.
The inexperience
and players.
Stinks. That's what right. really is bad.
They have a nice young
like,
core.
The fuck are these dudes? Only dude I know is the
Jeremy Sochan.
Yeah, Jeremy Sochan.
Sochan Vassell's tough.
Keldon
Johnson.
What's the dude? Benzons?
And now they got Campaign.
They do have Campaign now. Just Campaign. Dropped like 50 in some random league, apparently. He dropped 46 points.
Well, he's playing people that work at.
He's playing plumbers.
At some local LA fitness. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
All good.
I would hope you score
50.
It was a pro-am thing. I know what you're talking about. Things are stupid.
Nah, I mean, the one thing that we do hear from year one players is like, oh, going into All-Star break, like, I was so thankful for that 2 weeks off because my body took so long to adjust to the NBA style of you're going on a game, you know, you're going on a flight, back and forth, city to city, new city every night. So I understand.
Yeah,
and a guy like Wemby didn't even get that experience. Like, if he played in the
He just played in France where everything's
overtime,
2 hours away.
Exactly.
You know?
If he played with overtime, then I would have been like, okay, that's kind of concerning for his injury-wise. But being that he's never even been in this kind of environment, like, I'm not worried about him.
We'll see.
But I don't know. I think they need to warm up to him. You know what I'm saying? Pause. They need to break him in. You know.
Yeah.
He just can't go in there playing 40 minutes a game every day. That's just not gonna happen. Back to back 40 minutes all game. No.
Yeah.
He's too frail. I wouldn't say frail, but like
he's too tall.
Right. He's
tall people just get.
He's fragile. Like at the end of the day, somebody that is that massive of a being in that type of frame, like you're fragile, whether you like to admit it or not. And he's probably a little bit clumsy still, being that he's growing and getting used to his body at the same time. So,
yeah,
I
you just
it.
Can't throw him into the fire. You got to warm him up. And
not against NBA comp, because you know he has a target on his back, too.
Start him off with 25 to 30 minutes a game. Don't play him on back-to-backs the first half of the year, you know. And then if they have anything to play for at all, then you start playing him more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But next year, I would expect him to get full minutes, full everything.
Yeah,
I mean, once they start signing vets, they start signing guys that are actually going to, and they want to compete, maybe they get another good first round pick again, and they get somebody to join them like that as well.
Who would they get though? Like, who would they get as a vet that like really?
Well, it's over. All the vets I wanted them to get. I don't know.
A year down the line, like we have no idea what stars become disgruntled.
He could be very, very good, and players are going to want to play for him. That could happen too. So. 100%.
I was thinking maybe if Ant Edwards gets disgruntled over in Minnesota, that they could pair Ant and Wemby. That would be kind of sick.
That'd be dope.
They just gave him a bag, though.
Yes, but like we said, we talked about max contracts that, you know, you get a max and then you force your way out. That's the new
That's the wave. Yeah.
I think he actually likes playing for the Mumps.
We'll see.
It's either him or Cat gone. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah. And the Wolves are going to pick him, obviously. But if he wants to leave before Cat, he can make that move too, probably.
If I'm the Timberwolves, I'm retraining Rudy Gobert. I'm trading Cat.
Any other number one pick y'all would be dragging for them? You would be dragging them for sitting back to backs, if true. I don't know about that, because like I get it. At the same time, like rookies are fragile. Like you're coming out of college, or in this case, overseas ball, into an entirely new environment. So. Foreign, literally.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Zion.
They should have did it with Chet. They should have did it with Zion, and they're kicking themselves for not doing it. You know,
I didn't drag Ben Simmons when he was out for a whole year. Like, I didn't. Think
Joel Embiid, his first 4 years, he was out like three of them.
Yeah,
that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
Like, that was really bad, for sure. Cat's out of there.
I'll take Cat on the Knicks.
I wouldn't.
Play him at the five.
Soft.
Yeah, he's soft. He's not a guy you can beat. Yeah, I'd rather have him beat as well.
He's soft too.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Cat has no dog in him though. That's the thing. Like,
Embiid
I know
has no dog in him either.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a little bit more competitiveness for sure. For sure.
Joel Embiid will play tough if we make him.
I agree. Under Johnny Bryant, that'll be the. That's the future.
I don't know if Johnny Bryant's the future, but. If that's who the players want, if that's what Embiid wants, then I'll take Johnny Bryant. I fuck with Johnny Bryant, but he's never been a head coach a day in his life. So
no, but he's produced some elite talent. He's produced a lot of really good talent. What?
It's player development.
He's a player's coach for sure.
Yeah.
Elite assistant coach, but we'll see if that could transfer into a head coaching role.
Yeah.
I hope it does. But I think that's it. I appreciate y'all.
Another week closer to the NFL.
Oh, I wish I could play the fucking song. I forgot to load it. I'll make it the intro song for next
week.
For
week one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we could do that
save
for intro.
Save it for week one?
We'll save it for the NFL, first week of NFL preview.
That would be tough.
We'll start playing that shit, and we'll do a victory dance. About NFL full-time again.
Hell yeah.
But all right, guys, I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all buy a Most Sports t-shirt. You already know.